Yeah, g'day, Nige, and it's a lovely sunny morning, and I've actually tracked down yet another of our international crew on the Transmission Gully project, and this time we're heading off to South Africa, and we're going to have a chat to Hardis Peters. How are you, Hardis?
Morning, Goran. I'm good. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. Now, you've been working in some pretty darn exotic places, you were telling me, all over Mozambique and stuff.
Yeah, I have before. I immigrated to South Africa about 12 years ago. You know, I spent a bit of, obviously worked in South Africa first, and spent a bit of time across border there in the sort of southern region of Africa, Botswana, Mozambique, Namibia, to name a few. Yeah.
Boy, some pretty exotic sort of spots. What sort of things were you building there? Bridges and roads?
Oh, yes, bridges and roads. You know, all my career, that's what I've done. To be honest, I still never get bored of it. It's, you know, every day you don't know what's going to come next. So, yeah, just keep on doing that, yeah.
Fantastic. All right, well, now you're on our Transmission Gully project. And look, there's been a lot of questions being asked by our listeners as to what's happening here. And on both sides of State Highway 1 here at Mackay's Crossing, which is where we're standing, there's all sorts of work. Does that mean that there's a bridge going to go over what was State Highway, or what is currently State Highway 1?
Yes, that's correct, Goran, but I mean the bridge is not crossing the existing intersection between the Transmission Gully alignment and State Highway 1. It's just about 250 north of that location, 250 metres north, so we've just commenced the work on that bridge. So just behind us, that's the excavation that's going on here. The bridge is going to carry the local TG traffic over a local road. We've got a new interchange that's going to be in place here with access to Paikokariki, with a northbound on-ramp and a southbound off-ramp.
Okay. Now, there's also a lot of people asking about the little piece of tar-sealed road. Is that actually the final alignment, and that's how steep the road's going to be?
No. That is just temporary works we have. That is just the section of sealed you see sits within what we call cut two. So we've got about 150,000 cubes still to remove out of that cut there. The grade will be a lot milder than that. It will be at least a quarter of what you see on the road there. So that's just temporary works, and it's a seal to provide a safe access into the gully with all the big trucks that we've got running in and out of there.
Now, that is in case you're wondering, if you're heading towards Paikakariki from Paraparamu, it's on the left-hand side of the road. It's that piece of tar seal that you see going up into Transmission Gully. Now, there's also just wondering, how is this all going to tie into the M2PP expressway? Because there's, it's kind of confusing as you're driving through it. Just where do we actually join up TG with M2PP?
So the exact tie-in point will be, you know, south of both the railway bridge as well as the Whangarei overbridge, so about 500 metres north of the Whangarei overbridge, that's where the tie-in is.
Okay, so where old Sun Tzu Corner, that new piece of road is actually the alignment that we can see standing here?
Correct. That is the main TG alignment that you can see. If you look towards the north now, here where we are standing, Corin, you can see on the left-hand side, we've got a local road connector, which will actually start behind the bridge behind us, and that'll actually provide a non-motorway local road between Paikokariki and Queen Elizabeth Park. But the main Transmission Gully motorway alignment is the pole that you can see there, and the tie-in point will be just to the south of where the full starts, so you can see the full higher than the current State Highway 1 alignment.
And just before it gets to the bridge at Mackay's Crossing.
Correct. About half a kilometre before the bridge.
Great. Fantastic. All right, well, look, and if, in case you're wanting to find out what we were looking at exactly, I'll take a couple of photographs and we'll post that on our Facebook page so you can have a look. Make sure you get onto the Transmission Gully website as well and have a look at some of the fly-throughs that are happening, because they've actually got some amazing footage on the Transmission Gully website. So go and check that out as well. And I'll be back again, same time, same place next week, somewhere else on the Transmission Gully project. Thank you very much to you, Hardis, and I look forward to chatting to you again.
Thank you very much.
Indeed, and just so you know, Hardis is actually the Northern Zone Construction Manager, so he certainly knows his stuff. I'm out and about in the sunshine for Beach FM 106.3. Beach FM.